Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuftes, and we're going to talk about the halacha, the mitzvah drabanan of washing one's hands in the morning. Back in earlier in Masechta Shabbos, we discussed washing one's hands for Seuda a little bit and where that came from, going back to Truma and Kachim and Shlomo HaMelech. But today we will talk about Netilas Yadayim in the morning, because one of the three reasons that we wash our hands, is right here on the daf. So the Gemara is in the middle of various medicinal practices, and the Gemara discusses that one is not supposed to touch one different parts of the body in the morning. So that's what Gemara really started on Kuf Chesam Beis on the bottom. Hu Yomer Yad La'ayin Tikatzeis. If somebody puts their hand to their eye in the morning, Rashi Shachras called him Sheitol Yad Tikatzeis Noach Lo Shetikatzeis. It's better if the hand would be cut off. Why? Rashi Sheruach Ra'a Shora Al Hayad. Because there's an evil spirit that rests on the hands, umisamaso, and will make a person blind if they touch their eye before they wash their hands. V'chein kulan, and also all of them, yad lachotem tikatzitz, to the nose, yad lapet tikatzitz, yad laozem tikatzitz. What is the connection between all of these items? All of these are orifices. All of these have ways to get into the body. It doesn't say yad laregel, if you touch your knee. Right, it doesn't say that. It says all of these are eyes and ears and mouth. Yad lachasuda tikatzitz. Right, if somebody has a mark of bloodletting, yad la'ama tikatzeis, yad la'fi tabas tikatzeis, the places of orifices up below, yad la'gigas, so all of these, and then it goes into gigas, which is food, so all these are practices that should not be done. And the Gemara says, Tanya, now on the top of Kuftes, Rabbi Nassan Omer, bas chorin hizu, this spirit, this demon, this evil spirit that is on one's hands in the morning until they wash three times each is a free spirit. Umakpedes ad sheyirchotz yadav gimel pa'amim. Until three times one washes, until that time, so it is going to be attacking, so to speak, spiritually. Rashi baschorini haruach hashor al adayim lefnei netila umakpedes benetilaso lenotz la yafe ad sheyishpach mayim yafe gimel pa'amim al yadav. Until that point, it's going to have an effect. So this is one of the three reasons that we are going to that we wash our hands in the morning, and we're going to talk about this topic right now. Even before we start, just the Vilna Gaon has a different or an addition to our Gemara. Our Gemara says actually Yirchotz Yadav Gimel Pamim three times. If you look at the Maaser Rav, he says four times. Four times. This is not what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, but the Gra says in Maaser Rav in Oshei Bishachris Ma'aret Dalet Pa'amim Gimel Pa'amim Lahaver Ruach Ra. That's from the Gemara in Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says to remove the Ruach Ra. Upam Dalid L'Tayr Hamayim Shenitmu. The third time, the water that's still in the hands is Tameh. See, he says to be Metaher the water that became Tameh through the three times. In the footnotes on the bottom of the Maaser Rav, in the names of the different Shlomo, near okay, but either way, that is the gra. But again, that's not the meikar. That's not meikar adin. But that's the reason to wash because of ruach ra. But really, there are three reasons why we wash. This is one of them. Ruach ra. This is the reason that's quoted by some Rishonim, the Archas Chaim. To Rav Aaron Hakoy Milunel in Os Yud Aleph, right at the beginning of the Sefer, so he quotes this: Hishkim Kodem Amod Hashachar Lito Yadav Yishomer Shesorach Lito Yadav Hamacheres. His Nafkamina. We'll get to the Nafkamina of Hashem soon. If you woke up a couple of hours before dawn and now it's dawn again, he says you have to wash your hands again. Why? Mishum Basmelech Hashora Ala Yadayim Kol Alayla Adayom. There's a demon that stays on one's hands during the night. And therefore, when the end of the night, one has to wash their hands to get rid of this ruach ra. So there's a shaila. Is the ruach ra from sleep or from night? That our Archas Chaim quote sounded like it was from night, because even if you washed your hands a couple hours earlier, you'd have to wash your hands as it gets to the morning. If you look in the Beis Yosef, quotes from the Zohar that it seems to be sleep, right? We know the Gemara in Brachas tells us that there are sleep is 1/60th of death. There's a few 1/60ths of this, right? A dream, 1/60th of Nevuah, and Shabbos, 1/60th of Olam Haba. Different suggestions of the 1/60th. So the Beis Yosef quotes in Sif Dalid, Simon Dalid, he quotes in the name of the Zohar from Parshas Vayeshev. So that formulation, the following that we're going to read now, sounds like it's not a din of night, it's a din of sleep. V'rucha misava sharya alahu gufa. There's a ruach ra that's on a guf. My taima begin the neshmasa kadisha is talkus mine. Since the holy neshama leaves the man, the barnash, a person, the nafkis mine goes out of him, the al de neshmasa kadisha nafkis, when the neshama goes out, is talkus mine sharya rucha mesava al hugufa. So there's a vacuum. If the neshama is not there, so then this ruach tumah comes in. The kayada hadras neshmasa lagufa, and when the neshama comes back to the guf, is avris hahuzuhama. There's some type of spiritual impurity that's left. Vaha itmar de yadui de bar nosh zuama de mistava ishtarbahu, and it's on the hands. Vialda lo yaver barnash yadui al inui begin ahu rucha misava adinata lahon. Doesn't leave until you wash your hands. The kanata lahon kedain ha is kadesh veikri kadosh. And once you wash your hands, then it's this kadesh. So even within ruach ra, spiritual reason, is a shayla about whether it's sleep, which is the Beis Yosef sounds like from the Zohar, or it's night itself, which is the way the Archas Chaim quotes it. But that is all, we'll put that as number one. Okay, there are differences a little bit between night and sleep, but that's number one. But the two famous reasons are the reasons of the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh in Maseches Brachos, in the ninth Perek, where this is discussed, I think, on Daf Samach or so, Perek Tes Os Chav Gimel, says the Rosh. Kimashi Yadi Omer Bracha Tah Shalom Shagashan Bizon on a Tilas Yadayim, right? That's the Nusakha Bracha Lafi. Why do you wash your hands in the morning? Lafi Shiyada Shal Adam Askaniosaim. Because man's hands are busy, literally. They're involved. The Efsha Shlolika Babasar Matuna Balaila. It's clear we can assume that the hands touched a sweaty part of the body during the night while he was sleeping, and therefore you have to wash your hands in the morning. That's the reason of Yodayim Maskanios. We discussed that a little bit back in the earlier in the Masechta. The kazim of Yodayim Maskanios came up there, but that is the Rush's reason. And again, Nafkaminas we will have soon. The Rashba has a very different reason. The Rashba says in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, nothing to do with Birya Chadasha, but rather he was asked this question: Lama Tiknu Bracha Anatilas Adayim Shachris Bracha Zulu Niskana Ela Alapasha B'Sasazuda? Why do you have to wash your hands before you eat? Fine, that we know that that's a takana. But here, why do you have to make a bracha, and why do you wash your hands in the first place? So the Rosh's reason is somewhat mechudash, because usually you don't make a bracha when you remove a problem, just removing a problem, right? No bracha on Hagolas Kalim, on Mayim Achronim. Why? Because that's just removing a problem. On Tevilas Kalim, you're adding Kedusha. But if it's just the reason of Ruach Ra, let's say somebody comes out of a cemetery, also we wash our hands three times, we don't make a bracha there. Because if it's just removing a problem, so then you don't make a bracha. So according to the Rosh, isn't this kind of like removing a problem? Yadayim Askanios. So that's maybe a little bit more for the Rosh also. But again, that's the Rosh as he is formulated. The Rashba, though, says, Shuva iver kach nagu b'chol makom, levorech b'shachar anatila shadayim, umakpidin ba b'chol tnai anatilo ke b'shas asuda. We hold the same halachas, the same standards. Vanilo matzasi b'shum makom, davar mivurar, sheitztarech adam litol yadav shachris b'kli. I didn't find a clear-cut reason whether you should have to use a kli in the morning. If it's about the ruach ra, dai berachitza, just rinse. You don't need a kli. V'imishum tefila v'kriya shema, dai berachitza b'dikayon afar b'tzoros. Also, cleanliness. K'namrina midi arachat b'mayim k'siv b'nikayon k'siv b'chob midi demanki. So why would you need a kli here? Okay. But then he says, "V'im tal ma'ishna tefilas shachar mitfilas mincha va'arvis." So why am I only machped in the? Generally, people are machped on the morning, not by mincha and ma'ariv. Yeshlomar lefisha b'shachar anunasim kibir yachadasha. In the morning, we become a new bria. Dechsev, like the pasuk says in Eicha, chadashim lebakarim rab emun asecha u'kemoshe ba lahem b'medrash v'tzrichin anu lahodos lo yisparach al shebura anu lechvoda. And we want to be moded to Hashem for giving us another day, for creating us to serve Him. All the brachas we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. That's why you need a kli in the morning. Why? amazing. Like the Kohen at the Kiyar, every morning when we wash our hands, we should think that I'm getting ready to do the Avoda in my Mikdash. My Mikdash is my world. My world that I'm going to sanctify. Like the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash washes his hands in the for the Kiyar. So you're sanctifying yourselves. And so too, says the Rashba, one is sanctifying themselves when they wash their hands in the morning. That is the beautiful reason of the Rashba. Every person is like a Kohen about to do the Avoda. So we have the reasons of Ruach Ra, and we have the reasons of Yadayim Askanios, and we have the reasons of a Kohen, a Birya Chadasha, in the morning. Generally, Lamaisa, we are Machmer to do Netila even for any one of the reasons, but the Bracha would only be made if you have the first two reasons. If you have both those reasons, you'd make the Bracha. If you're missing any one of the reasons, one or two, so then one would not make the Bracha. So there are many nafkaminas relating to these reasons. So first of all, what about, like the Rosh himself says, and the Rosh himself says, what about for Mincha and Ma'ariv? What about for Mincha and Ma'ariv? Right? Do you have to wash your hands? So the Rosh said, Beferish, because it's Birya Chadasha, it's once a day. Birya Chadasha is once a day. According to the Rosh, if it's Yadayim Askanio, so then every tefillah says that same Rosh. Says that same Rosh. Mizeh yesh lomo, dehu adin betfilas ha-mincha u betfilas ha-arvis. Imaset tzracha v'noto yada mevarech anatilas yadayim. The Rosh himself would say, you'd make a bracha just on that. A bracha just on the washing after your yadayim askanios, and you're gonna wash for davening. Avol kol hayom k'shoset tzracha mizrach levarech. But generally, throughout the day, when we go to the bathroom, we don't have to wash our hands with a bracha afterwards, ki masher yatzar. So niskan birchas anatilas yadayim ki im lesuda ulatfila ki hach tahacha. Chazal only enacted the mitzvah of natilas yadayim for davening and for eating. Davening for eating, you have to wash your hands anyway to make a bracha or to do any davar shebekdusha. But in terms of the bracha, even the Rosh would say it's only for tefila and for suda. So number one, natila for mincha and ma'ariv. Number two. What if somebody wore gloves the whole night? Somebody wore gloves. They went to sleep. Let's say it was freezing, and they're sleeping outside. They wore gloves the whole night. Did they have to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning? So they didn't touch anything. They didn't touch any part of their body, right? Because they wore gloves the whole night. So again, according to the Rosh, you would not have to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Yadayim Askanios, but the reason wouldn't apply here. According to the Rashba, no, Birya Chadasha, even if one would wear gloves, and therefore one would have to wash their hands, even if one wore gloves. That's the Bir Halacha writes this Nafkamina in Simin Dalet. Im Yashin Balayla Bate Yadayim Shebevade Lo Naga B'Makam Etunaf Ein Tzarech Laharash Lito Yada B'Boker Rak Mishem Ruach Ra Ubali Bracha, quoting from the Pri Megadim. So that is number two. What about gloves? Number three. What if somebody woke up early? This is the case the Aruch HaSchaim spoke about. Woke up early and then did what Netilas Yadayim then, a couple hours before dawn, and now dawn comes. You have to wash again. You have to wash again. So again, the Bir Halacha says this would be tali on our issues. In my yashin betchilas alayla v'kam, I'm reading the Bir Halacha. V'kam benatal yadav k'de lahaver achra, right? And you remove the achra near eli de laharashba tzarech odapam baboker lito yadav letfila v'bracha. The Rashba would require another one, because if you woke up in the middle of the night, you're not a Bir Chadasha yet. You're Bir Chadasha in the morning. Go to the bathroom again, and therefore, even according to the Rosh, you would have to wash and make a bracha in the morning. That's number three. Number four, what if somebody's up the whole night? What if somebody's up the whole night? They didn't sleep. So this is an afkamina between the two Kabbalistic reasons. Is it because of sleep or is it because of night? Obviously, this is an afkamina. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses it. The Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud Gimel, Im Haya Ne'ar Kol Halayla, Yesh Lehis Tapek, Im Tzorech Lito Yadav Shachris, Lehis Palel, Ulahav Iruach Rami Yadav. Right? You have to wash your hands because you're a Birya Chadasha, but there's no Yadayim Askanios, Pashtus. And it was the night, but it was no sleep. So yesh li istapik, that's all the Shulchan Aruch says in Sarach. Says the Rama v'yitzleim below bracha. That's why the Rama says, okay, wash without a bracha. If you're not sure what to do, we wash, but we do it without a bracha. Without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Brura. Yesh me'achronim. Some achronim. He quotes this from the Bach and the Maiserav. Shechokin al-choras harama. Bazeh. V'sovrim detzorach levarech. No, you have to wash even with a bracha. V'yeshem askimim mimo. And some are maskim, quoting from the Shari Tshuva and the Arts of Zachayim. V'kol zeh v'shalom asa tzracha. If you need to go to the bathroom. If you went to the bathroom, so then for sure, one can wash in the morning with a bracha. And that's what he says one should do. V'chein nochal lasos l'chachilav mishinir kol alayah lokom b'lal shvuis yaset tzracha v'yatamayim v'yashav shev shoz l'kul yalma yischayev l'varech. Right, then you have to make a bracha if your yadayim askanios, because then you have yadayim askanios according to the Rush, and because you just went to the bathroom, and it's a birach hadashos, then for sure, even if you didn't sleep, netilas yadayim. But that's it. The other ones, one wouldn't make. But that's the netilas yadayim one would make if one went to the to the bathroom. The final nafkamina that we could talk about is that somebody takes a nap during the day. Right? Then he doesn't have night, but he has sleep. That's the opposite. That's also the Mishnah Berurah discusses that in Sifkatan Chav Beis. Sifkatan Chav Beis, or Chav Ches, I'm sorry. Chav Ches, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ulaha v'ruach ra yish gam kein safik im ba'al mahashena goreim haruach ra. Im ken afilu yashin bayom, shor ruach ra v'zrach lito yadav. So he has that suffix also. So again, you should wash your hands without a bracha. So those are some of the nafkaminas for the various reasons. If we go now back to the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes a number of other requirements for this mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. There is a discussion also, do you have to do it with a Dalet Amos? Should you put it out next to your bed? Because one's not supposed to make say Shem Hashem without it. Should one make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim if one has to go to the bathroom in the morning? That could be a problem. So there are different strategies about how to wash one's exactly when to wash one's hands in the morning, but one should follow their posting. Good. So said the Shulchan Aruch. Yir chatz yadav yivarach on Netilas Yadayim. One should wash their hands and make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. And you make the bracha and make one before even drying. Mishnah Berura. Umiyad achar Netilas Yivarach v'esorach lahamten al anigov. V'gam anigov in a ma'akev. V'ish machmir richly yivarach al achar anigov yadav. Because some say the rachra is not removed until the water after on your hands is removed. Aval das aposkim ein on kain. But das aposkim is that it is not true that one can make the bracha right after one washes. Good. V'yesh omrim gam asher yatzar v'afila lo asa tzracha v'chein nagu. When to make the bracha, there are those that say that the bracha should be said in shul with all the other brachas, but most assume that it should be done with the maisa hamitzvah. Yedak deik, says the Shulchan Aruch, le'eros alehen mayim shalosh pamim la'avir ruach rosh hashor alehen. Make sure it's three times. Make sure it's done three times, because that's the way that you remove the ruach ra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tzarach lifshot hakapos kedmi shirotz lekabel davar. Hold one's hands with the palm up, as if you're getting something. V'yagbiim keneged harosh, and lift them up. Kam tov lahadiach piv. It's good to wash your mouth also, not mitzad mitzvah, but just mitzad waking up in the morning and getting ready to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah also emphasizes that these halachas have no difference between men and women. Right, have to make sure women do this halacha too. Tzarach lahaz here on lanashim. She's zaru b'netilas yadayim shalosh pamim b'seirugin kemo ha'anashim. V'gam heim esachnos ha'machalim sh'leitamim b'yideyim. They do the food. Gam yesh lizar shaktanim yitlo yideyim shachar. It's also ktanim. At what age? That is a discussion here in the Pisgei Tshuvos. At what age should one start being machbed? Again, whenever they get old enough to understand what to do, so then one should do it. The Shulchan Aruch says, how do you do it? No tel kli shalmayim biyad yamino v'nosnel litzad smolo. And you put it in the left hand. Meaning, you just pick it up in your right hand, you fill it up in your right hand, then you move it to your left hand to pour from the left to the right. No tel kli shalmayim biyad yamino v'nosnel litzad smolo k'dei sheyirka mayim al yamino t'chilo. So the right one gets poured water on first. Why do you pick it up with your right hand? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, k'dei sheyizgaber yamin shu chesed al smol shu din. You chesed over din. V'gam, the Mishnah Berurah adds, be'iter yad azlinan basar yamin da'alma. A lefty washes his hands like everyone, like all righties as well. There's no difference between righty and lefty because it has to do with spiritual elements. This is one of the categories that don't change between righty and lefty. Fine. Lo yitel mishalonata lo yato yadav shachras. Right, one shouldn't have water poured from someone who didn't wash their hands, right? Because we need koach gavra. You need the power of a person to pour the water on. So let's say, for example, one goes to a sink. You can't just do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, because then the koach gavra is just on the first one. But you turn on the sink and off the sink and on the sink and off the sink each time. That would be nechshav koach gavra. If one doesn't have a kli, then one would be able to rely on that. If it's in the morning, and let's say somebody is outside next to a river and one doesn't have a kli, one might be able to do al tevilas yadayim, right? Put it into the water if you don't have a kli to be able to lift up the water. Again, these are some of the halachas that are related to netilas yadayim. What about chatzitza of netilas yadayim? One has to make sure there's no chatzitzas on the hands at the time. Why do you say the word netila? What does the word natal mean? A couple of other items that come up here in Siman Dalet, but we will leave it for now.